Preparation, practice, and prevention. Preparation is the first section that'll help you learn 10 different levels of your anxiety. They'll help you see your current coping mechanisms and the behaviors that you use in the high stress zones. You'll create your own chart of symptoms and triggers, and you'll also learn to lower your stress levels. This will help you to prevent stress while you develop better coping tools. Stress will not go away, but the goal is to learn to identify it and deal with it by not feeling overwhelmed. You'll learn how you've adapted to your own environment and see your own behavioral patterns that you developed during your childhood and teenage years. We'll help you discover how you want to deal with stress and who you want to be. We'll also show you the roles that you've taken on and how they affect your identity. Your developing self-image can be disturbed when these roles are new and confusing, and this often results in anxiety itself. A clearly defined self-image makes your reaction time more flexible when stress occurs and gives you a stronger source of tools. Then we get to practice. This is the most important work of creating new behaviors by learning to interrupt your stress response, giving you options to create a better response. We often use metaphors in the work we teach that helps by using examples that are usually unrelated but are compared to each other. An example of the practice section here is like the game of basketball. This is when you practice catching the ball or catching the anxiety, and then you develop a moment of decision to decide your next move. In basketball, am I going to pass it off or am I going to go to the floor and dribble? When you catch the anxiety, now you have a chance to take a moment, think about it. What am I going to do with it? Is it actually a 10 on the scale, or is it a 2? Be careful not to try to work too quickly. The rush to fix it all at once is an anxiety symptom. Practice is the key to part 2 here. This is the game that you practice every day, so when the big stressor comes along, you're ready for the action. And then we get to prevention. This area is when we learn to prepare, then practice, and we can learn to prevent stress and anxiety. When this begins to happen, you'll likely feel more confident, better prepared to handle stressful situations when they do happen. Now, don't be surprised when you still have the initial thoughts and feelings that are stressful, but now you'll have more time and tools to decide how you want to respond instead of being stuck with the anxiety. We hope this part will help you learn to reduce the time you spend in distress and anxiety, or reducing the anxious moments that weren't helping you in the past. This makes facing life's daily stressors much more manageable. We know we're going to continue to have stress, but we're going to learn how to respond in different ways.